Alan Isfand here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on anxiety and touch on why it happens and some quick tips to help you deal with it and quite possibly totally eradicate it from your life. Often, anxiety and panic attacks seem to come out of the blue and are usually linked to a fear. Getting on a plane and being stuck in your seat with no escape. Being on stage, screwing up, and being embarrassed. It feels like it comes on suddenly, but in fact, the feelings bubble up slowly and they build up. As we discussed in an earlier lesson on stress and fear, what we often think of as a mental issue is actually a hormonal issue. In a moment of fear, if you give the body enough time, it creates hormones like cortisol, and once that happens, you're dealing with a chemical in your body, and that makes the situation much harder to deal with, because that hormone can make you very irritable. So here are a few things you can do. Number one, lead a low-stress life, which is a combination of habits like meditation, exercise, and healthy eating, plus learning how to deal with fear and increasing thoughts of gratitude. Changing your lifestyle to avoid stress is also a good idea, but often more difficult. These are all things you've been learning in this program, and if you implement them, I suspect that you'll naturally have less anxiety. Number two, if you are getting anxious, interrupt your fear with a very positive thought. It could be something you're really grateful for, and immediately visualize that thing and make that a habit. Or repeat a mantra like, I can do this, or I'm amazing, over and over and over and over until the anxiety leaves you. Number three, breathing. Almost any breathing pattern will work because it helps distract you by shifting your focus. The 7-1-7 pattern, for example, works well because it is simple. You inhale for a count of 7, hold for a count of 1, and exhale for a count of 7. Number four, some people find that tapping helps. This consists of tapping your finger on your body in certain locations and with specific patterns. Search for EFT tapping for more information. Virtually everyone has some form of anxiety, and I know that these tips help. So let's shift into the observation phase and practice the 7-1-7 breathing technique so you can use it yourself or you can show it to somebody that needs it. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having a panic attack or are afraid or nervous. First, I will describe the breathing process and will then instruct you to join in. For now, just listen to the instructions. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of 7. Hold your breath to a count of 1 and exhale to a count of 7. The pattern is 7-1-7. Now let's do this together. Inhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Repeat this exercise until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe normally at your own pace. Remember, 7-1-7. Congratulations. You just practiced one of the most powerful mindfulness techniques available, and it will help you stay relaxed, which will help you reduce the occurrence of anxiety, but it is also a great tool to know in an emergency. So as we shift into the intention phase, set a commitment to eradicate anxiety once and for all. Anxiety is based on fears that are usually not real, and there are many ways to quickly deal with an attack. So remember the following tips. Continue meditating, and in general, live a lower stress, healthier lifestyle. Interrupt anxiety with a positive thought like gratitude or a positive mantra. Remember the 717 breathing pattern and immediately launch into it. Explore EFT tapping. It is a real therapy that seems to work for a lot of people. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.